Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the latest City Council meeting. One of the items on the agenda during the latest City Council meeting was a resolution in regards to an SRF loan. Tell us about this resolution and what came out of it.
So SRF stands for State Revolving Fund. It's basically funding loans available from the state to help do significant infrastructure projects, whether that's sewer mains, wastewater treatment plant repairs, you know, those types of things, upgrades. So the public may remember over the last few months, we've been doing some restructuring of a lot of the city's debt in order to save money and get lower interest rates, et cetera. The city had been setting aside significant amounts of cash, particularly in the sewer fund over the last several years in anticipation of some of these projects that need to be done. And so what we did is we, in a combination of where the economy is at and where interest rates are now compared to where they were several years ago when we issued bonds, and the cash on hand and the upcoming projects that we have and some state funding opportunities, we've kind of restructured all of that, ended up saving the city approximately $500,000 last time we did it. It was just kind of the final step of that restructuring process and finishing up the process of attaining those state revolving fund loans, which comes at an interest rate much lower than 2%. So those interest rates are almost impossible to find anywhere else. So we got rid of a lot of higher debt earlier in the year, higher interest rate debt, and now we're finishing up the final steps of securing that low interest loan debt that will represent significant savings to the community over the near future, which will help us maintain the sewer rates where they are without having to do any increases for the foreseeable future.
A couple of other items that came out of this latest City Council meeting were a couple of resignations for your boards here, for city boards. What kind of needs does the city have when it comes to people being on city boards?
Well, for a community of size, Knoxville has a lot of boards, so we really try to seek a lot of community input. The challenge has been is that a lot of people live very busy lives, and so, and this isn't just Knoxville, this is actually a nationwide trend, is the decrease in volunteerism, particularly on boards and commissions and those types of things. I think almost every board right now within the city probably has a vacancy on it, with the exception of a couple of them. Those probably being, obviously, the council, and then maybe the Planning and Zoning Commission. We did just fill the Civil Service Commission last night with its appointee. But we have other boards, such as the Parks Board, which I think there's 7 positions on it. We only have 2 people on that board right now. The Rec Center Board is having challenges. The Historical Advisory Board is having challenges. I think there's only 1 person on that one of 7. So a lot of these boards are really struggling to have people on them. And when we have those types of struggles, they can't have meetings. They can't conduct any official business because we have to have a quorum in order to do anything. So basically, those boards become dead. I anticipate here in the near future, the council probably have a work session to revisit how many boards we have and what we can do to try and help make these functional again. If anyone out in the listening public is interested in being on a board, feel free to come into City Hall or visit with a council member or the mayor, or you can go to our city website as well, and there's a page there where you can go and fill out an application to be on a specific board. We would encourage anyone to do so. We could definitely use their help.
Lastly, one of the things that you mentioned at the end of the City Council meeting was that there's going to be some 400 trees available to some of the citizens here in Knoxville. Tell us about how you were able to obtain these trees and how important it is to be able to revitalize the trees within the community.
Yeah, so a few weeks ago was Earth Week, and as part of that, the Department of Natural Resources and the state forest nursery teamed up and provided an amount of tree seedlings to communities if they chose to take advantage of it. And it was a first come, first serve. So we jumped on that pretty quick. And basically what they had is they had 3 different packages of different types of trees. And each package that you got was 200 seedlings. These are probably 12 to 18 inch seedling trees. So they're just starting. As a community, we were entitled, first come, first serve, to get 1 packet for free, which was 200 trees. So we did that. And then in addition, with some things like emerald ash borer and those types of things being an issue across the state, and given how much time it takes for these trees to reestablish and be contributing to the tree canopy, we bought an additional package. And by the time we paid for the package and the shipping and handling, it was about $130. So for about $130, we got 400 trees. Those trees will be arriving next week. They're bare root, so they don't come in dirt or anything like that, which means they need to be planted within a day or two of receiving them. So anyone in the listening public that is interested in receiving some of those trees, you can call City Hall. or send an email, and you can find our email addresses on the website and acquire some of those trees when they come in next week.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.